It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw and technical editor Kira Pace. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joanne. Welcome, everybody. Hope you are having a lovely morning, and we hope you are having a wonderful Father's Day weekend. And we also hope you can join us over the course of the next hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. We would love to hear from you. Please feel free to give us a call. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions on just about every subject, just so you know. But we do want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you as soon as possible. We don't want you to be hanging at the end of the show and not have that call go through. So 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also wish to remind you, you can email us during the show. Actually, email us anytime, but if you want to email us during the show, the email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So it's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, and who wouldn't, that is at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today, also at kalw.org and many, many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. As usual, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here is the first. Kira Pace wishes a happy Father's Day weekend for all who celebrate.
I am sure that I will be seeing a ton of people out for Father's Day weekend brunch this weekend.
Yes, you will.
Yes. Cameron Shaw is only on Minds Over Matter because of a joke Lori Fisher played on her dad. So this Father's Day, she would like to say thanks, Dad, both for being a nerd and being easy to surprise.
That is true. Someday I can tell that story. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is the father of only one quiz program that he knows of.
All right. And that is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. In honor of dads and daddies, I have a list of... and also because it's Pride Month, I have a list of gay villages, aka gayborhoods, in the United States. So I will give you the name of a gay village or gayborhood, and I want you to tell me what city it's in.
So is this just a point of order? Is this the nickname for it, or like the geographical area?
Good question.
Yeah, it would be like if I said the Castro.
Okay.
All right.
For the most part, these are like the actual like neighborhood names, you know, or district names. So, if I said Castro, your answer would be San Francisco.
Right. For instance, you were going to say Boys Town or something like that.
I could say Boys Town, and then, but I'm not. But I could have. And then you would hopefully have said
Chicago.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the first. The first is Ybor City. That is Y-B-O-R City. The next one is the Marmalade. Marmalade. Number three is Burnside Triangle. B-U-R-N-S-I-D-E. Burnside Triangle. Number four is The Highlands, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D-S. Number five is Powderhorn Park. Number six, let's do Washington Square West. Number seven is Condado, C-O-N-D-A-D-O. And then let's do Lavender Heights. And finally, this is a new one, Community District. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's Community, Q-M-U-N-I-T-Y District.
I don't know how else you'd pronounce that.
Yeah. So, again, Ybor City, The Marmalade, Burnside Triangle, The Highlight, or Highlands, sorry, Powderhorn Park, Washington Square West, Condado, Lavender Heights, and Community District.
Hmm.
And these are all major cities.
Okay.
As a gay man, I would ask, are some of these neighborhoods, or are they places where gay men might gather for a couple of hours a day for recreational purposes?
These are all neighborhoods. I mean, maybe there are also gathering spaces with these names, but yeah.
All right.
Okay. I know at least one, I think. Is Burnside Triangle in Dallas?
It is not.
Oh, really? Darn. Okay.
There might be one in Dallas as well, but the one that I have is not.
Okay. Okay, well, then I'm questioning myself. Never mind.
All right. Well, I should say I knew this, and CM knows it too, who just sent me an email, that Ybor City is in Tampa.
That's correct.
Okay.
Cigar City, Ybor City.
And the Burnside Triangle, at least the one that I know, Cameron obviously perhaps knows another one, but the one I know is in Portland.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And I think I'll stop there because the others I'm not really that sure about.
Yeah, same here. So I think we can leave the rest out.
Okay. Then the rest are the ones we have left. Are The Marmalade, The Highlands, Powderhorn Park, Washington Square West, Condado, Lavender Heights, and Community District. And these are all United States of America. These are all U.S. cities.
Is Washington Square West in California?
No.
All right.
I do have some California in here, but it's not that one.
Okay. All right. And Cameron, you go ahead.
Okay. My questions this week are largely a bunch of ones that I've been holding on to for quite a while. So I do have a list question, if you don't mind me also starting with a list. It is a list of works, mostly films, but not exclusively films, that are based on source material with a different name. So, for example, if a book was called something and then was made into a movie that had a different title. Does that make sense? So I'm going to give you the source material title, and I want you to tell me what mostly film, a couple of plays were based on it. Okay? All right, so the first thing I have is Green Grow the Lilacs. The second, which is a 1931 play. The second is Horsemen Pass By, a 1961 novel. Nothing Lasts Forever, 1979 novel. The Midwich Cuckoos, a 1957 sci-fi novel. The Body, a 1982 novella. Lisa and Lottie, which is also translated sometimes as The Double Lottie, a children's novel from 1949. and Smiles of a Summer Night, the 1955 Bergman film, which actually has two answers of other works that it inspired. So I will read them again. These are works based on other works with different names. Green Grow the Lilacs, Horsemen Pass By, Nothing Lasts Forever, The Midwich Cuckoos, The Body, Lisa and Lottie, also called The Double Lottie, and Smiles of a Summer Night, for which I have two answers. So I'm looking for the movies or plays that those works inspired.
Well, I can do two. I'll just take one.
Okay.
I'll take Dopa Lottie, which is The Parent Trap.
Yes, excellent. Good job. Sure. German children's novel, yes. And you can take two if you'd like. It's up to you, or Dana, if you want to jump in with one.
I'll save the other one. I'm sure that someone else will call in with it. So
okay,
you can call in.
Green Grow the Lilacs is the basis for Oklahoma.
Yes, it is. Good job.
By Lynn Riggs, I think.
It is by Lynn Riggs. Good job. All right. Should I leave the rest out?
I'll do Horseman. Horseman Pass By is Larry McMurtry. That's HUD they use that for.
Yes.
The film HUD.
Which is an excellent film if you haven't seen it. One of my faves. Sure. Black and white. Beautiful. Anyway, good job.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you want me to read the rest one more time?
Yes. Just do that.
All right, so still out, I'm looking for the films or plays that were inspired by these works. Nothing Lasts Forever, The Midwich Cuckoos, The Body, and Smiles of a Summer Night, for which I have two separate answers.
Okay, I will say that Mr. Ted emailed and said The Body is the basis for Stand By Me.
Yes, of course it is. Good job, Ted. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ted.
Mr. Ted.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. Good morning, everyone. This is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, good morning. Washington Square is New York.
Yeah.
Washington Square West, right?
Oh, Washington Square is in New York. Washington Square West is not, though.
Oh,
there's another. It's a very popular name.
Okay. My question is, there's a new book called Jasmine, Three Jazz Greats Who Changed America. Do you know who those three people are?
I'm not familiar with the book. I mean, I'd just be guessing in terms of the jazz people.
Super jazz greats.
So would it be like Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis? What about Miles Davis?
It's not Miles Davis, but Louis Armstrong.
Okay. And
may I ask, are they all men?
I was going to ask too.
Yeah. They're also, I'll give it away, they're band leaders.
Oh, okay.
How about Charlie Parker?
Yeah.
No, he's great, but he's not in the book.
Okay.
So a jazz band leader, well, that's Armstrong, but they're...
Who led Ella Fitzgerald for all those years?
Chick Webb. But...
Oh, these are all male band leaders. And
all right,
how they changed America. It's not just musically, but other things that, you know, help with everything, integration, you name it.
How about
Count Basie? So Duke Ellington.
Yes.
And Count Basie?
Yes, you got it. Those are the three. It's called The Jazz Men. It's a new book. One more question that pops in my head is, there was a movie, you said The Parent Trap, but there was a movie, I just gave it away. That was my answer.
is the answer The Parent Trap?
It was what role did Hallie Mills play twins in? Yeah. Did anybody know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I rented that movie every week as an 8-year-old.
Oh, really?
Every weekend.
I don't know what happened to her. Listen, your program is as crazy as the music you play in the beginning. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you, so feel free to give us a call. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, and Kira Pace, technical editor.
And, that was dramatic.
Are you sure?
I know. Thank you. I know technical editors don't get the dramatic build-up most of the time, so there we go. Yes, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Okay, I should say a couple of people have emailed here. Let me start at the bottom here. Patricia says the Midwich Cuckoos was made into Village of the Damned.
Yes, it absolutely was. Good job, Patricia.
Good job with that.
Good knowledge.
You may remember that as the children with the crazy staring eyes and the blonde hair.
Terrifying children, yes.
Yes. And Steve, one of our longtime callers, I'm happy to say, says the gay neighborhood, one of the gay neighborhoods is Lavender Heights, is in Sacramento.
Lavender Heights is indeed in Sacramento. Nice job.
Good job, Steve.
Okay.
And, all right, let me give you a couple questions here. So, at the risk of adding, I have a short list and a slightly longer one. I know we have a lot of lists today, but that's just the way it worked out. Of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, what are the three that actually have more visitors than actual population? So of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, what are the three on that list that have more visitors than population in a given year? This is from 2022, but I don't think it's changed very much.
I assume one of them must be Vatican City.
Oh, that's good.
No, one of them is not Vatican City.
Well,
but that's not one of the 10 most touristed countries in the world.
Okay. All right.
So of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, what are the three that have more visitors on an annual basis than actual population? And first question is, since it's Father's Day weekend, I'm going to give you a list of six people who are considered fathers of their country, much like George Washington is called the father of his country. So each of these people is considered the father of their country. So I want you to tell me, who are they the father of? What countries are they the fathers of? All right, number one, Gustav the First. Number two, Lee Kuan Yew. Number three, Saint Marinus. Number four, Muhammad Al Jinnah. Number five, William the Silent. Number six, Tomas Masaryk. And number seven, Dom Pedro the First. So each of these are called in their native countries the father of that country. Number one, Gustav the First. Number two, Lee Kuan Yew. Number three, Saint Marinus. Number four, Muhammad Al Jinnah. Number five, William the Silent. Number six, Tomas Masaryk. And number seven, Dom Pedro the First. One guess each on that, and one guess each on the first question, which was, of the 10 most touristed countries in the world as of 2022, what are the three that actually have more visitors than population? Okay.
Okay.
guess away. One guess each on each of these.
Real quick, is it Laquan Ye or you?
I said you, but my pronunciation.
Is it Y-U or Y-E?
It is Y-E-W.
Y-E-W. Cool. Okay.
Y-E-W. Oh, interesting. Okay. So the one that I know for sure is Gustav the First is Sweden. Yes? Oh,
very good. Yes. The first king of independent Sweden.
My Duolingo is really paying off there. For 10 touristed countries, I'm going to take a different approach and just maybe think it's a gigantic country that happens to have even more visitors. So how about Australia?
No.
No, okay. Shot in the dark.
Well, unfortunately, Gustav was the only one I knew, so I'm sorry. Going to... Oh, no. Good job on that. I'm going to just guess William the Silent as being the Netherlands.
You're right.
Really?
Good.
Yes.
Awesome. They have a lot of Williams. And
fought their way to independence from Spain. He was the first king. Yes.
Right. And then for touristed countries, how about Turkey?
Not Turkey.
No. Okay.
All right. So just once more, of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, what are the three that actually have more tourists, visitors, than actual population? And I gave you a list of people who are considered the father in their country's history, the father of their countries. The ones we have left are Lee Kuan Yew, St. Marinus, Muhammad al-Jinnah, I think we did William the Silent. We got that. Yeah. Tomas Masaryk and Dom Pedro I. So, and please give us a call. We have room for you on the line right now. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So my first question is about what is the true color of water?
Blue.
What is that?
Ask that before. See if you remember.
Blue.
Very good. You remember. Yes, it is blue. So the ocean is blue because the color of water, not reflection from the sky, as our high school teachers told us in the past. Okay, second question is about San Francisco. Name the two most expensive restaurants in San Francisco history, which I am happily visited many, many times. Sadly, none of them exist today. Two.
Oh. Yikes.
One was named after an animal. The second one was named after a ship.
I generally do not go to very extremely expensive restaurants.
You work in the family, so you're used to it. Okay. The first one it started with the word blue. Blue animal.
Oh, aqua.
No, blue. Yeah, blue. But the full name of the restaurant is blue.
I'll give you the answer.
I'm short. Say it again.
Is it blue whale?
No. Relative the dog. Relative the same as the dog
blue,
wolf family.
Blue wolf?
Wolf, yeah.
Blue fox. Blue Fox.
Oh.
Great restaurant. In fact, I used to go there so often and take my business. People would say, okay, what is the other one? It was named after a ship. Sadly, again, was in Pier 39 for many years.
The Balclutha.
No. You remember
that
the part of
there.
The name is ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was specialized in champagne. You can get a bottle of champagne for $3,000 very easily. What is the name of it?
No.
The sailing ship. The sailing ship. And sadly, that was also gone very quickly. All right. So, the land of Sham, where is it at? Sham. It's not shame. Sham. S-H-A-M.
S-H-A-M.
What are you asking about the word sham?
Yes. It's a land. It's a region. Region of the world. What countries?
Let's see.
This is not one of Noah's sons, is it?
Very much. You're right. Yes, it is named after Noah's son.
But that's Shem.
Time short again, it includes Palestine, which is part of Israel now. I mean, Israel as well. Syria and Lebanon. That is also. And again, that could be also where the word Semitic comes from. So the last question, and I missed you last week, so I'll be greedy a bit this week. How many gram or kilogram of uranium killed 200,000 Japanese in Hiroshima bomb? 7 grams, 7 kilograms, or 70 kilograms?
It is 7 grams.
7 grams. 7 grams. And I will not mention any country. As of today, 4 Hiroshima bombs were dropped in a small, tiny land called of Gaza. Pray for peace. Always great show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
4 Bye-bye. Atom bombs were dropped in a small sect of Gaza. It is a very sad situation. Pray for peace. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Feel free to give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Hillary was referring to a question of Ed saying, I wonder if the poodle dog and the blue fox. You may be right. I don't know. It's not worth going. Carlton is wondering, says Alice suggests that Portugal is one of the countries that is the most tourist, had more tourists than population, and it is not one of the in the top 10 anyway. Hillary is wondering if Muhammad al-Jeddah, she has Jeddah, but it's actually Jinnah, is Saudi Arabia. So I could see if she says Jeddah, then that makes sense because there's Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. But it's Jinnah. But no, it's not Saudi Arabia either. And Carlton is also wondering if Italy is one of the 10 most touristed countries that actually has more tourists than people, the population, native population. And no, it is not. So, okay.
Okay.
Yes. And all right, we'll circle back to Kira, and it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I do have one more list. I have a couple short descriptions, and you just answer the description. Easy peasy. So number one is the product with the highest revenue of any product successfully pitched on Shark Tank. So what is that called? Number two is an industrialist and philanthropist named Oliver, whose fortune was $10 billion in 1924. Number three is the person known as the King of Reggaeton. Number four is the most popular female-hosted podcast on Spotify in 2021 and 2022. The next one is a half-season TV show from 1993 starring Don Rickles and Richard Lewis. The next one is the popular nickname of the Fulcity family members, I guess, members of the Fulcity family. That is a scientific family, that wasn't a surname. The next is a role originated by Burl Ives on Broadway in 1955. And finally, we have Blanche Devereaux's dad on The Golden Girls. What was he called? So, again, a product with the highest revenue of any product successfully pitched on Shark Tank, an industrialist and philanthropist named Oliver, whose fortune was $10 billion in 1924. The next is the person known as the King of Reggaeton. There are two answers to that, but only one that makes sense here. The next one is the most popular female-hosted podcast on Spotify in 2021 and 2022. The next is a half-season TV show from 1993 starring Don Rickles and Richard Lewis. Also, the popular nickname of the Fulcity family members of the Full City family. A role originated on Broadway by Burl Ives in 1955, and Blanche Devereaux's dad on The Golden Girls. So, know any of those?
All these things seem to be linked by, I'm suspecting, Daddy.
Yeah, me too.
So go ahead, Cameron. What do you got?
I have a couple. Daddy Dearest, is that the Don Rickles TV show?
It is. Daddy okay. Dearest.
I never thought Daddy Dearest would pop up on here.
No.
And
dreams can come true.
I'm just going to guess on the king of reggaeton. I know very little about reggaeton, but is it Daddy Yankee?
It is Daddy Yankee.
Okay, that's the daddy part really helped. Okay, cool.
I don't know if this is the... Oh, okay, you got another one? Go ahead.
No, I might, but go ahead.
I don't know if this is the biggest product for Shark Tank or not, but it's the one that plays into your list. So is it Scrub Daddy?
Yes, it is the highest revenue of any product successfully pitched on Shark Tank.
I thought that the biggest product was Bombas, but that doesn't work with your question, so I guess it has to be Scrub Daddy. And I think I had another one, but I forgot what it was now. Would you go over what's
that? Sure. An industrialist and philanthropist named Oliver, whose fortune was $10 billion in 1924.
Oliver Big Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
So then what we have left are the most popular female-hosted podcast on Spotify in 2021 and 2022. The popular nickname of the Full City family, as is a scientific family, so members of the Full City family, a role originated by Burl Ives on Broadway in 1955, and Blanche Devereaux's dad on The Golden Girls, and also, I'm just going to add, the nickname of either Chris Kelly or Chris Smith. You can give me either.
Oh, no. All right, leave that out, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Brian from the Sunset. Jenna would be the guy from Pakistan.
Right. There you go.
And Mesrick would be Hungary?
Not Hungary. You're close, but not Hungary.
Okay, and for the countries, how about Basque?
Oh, you mean, well, that's not a country.
Well, okay, it isn't a country, true. How about Andorra?
Oh. Not Andorra. Remember, it has to be one of the ten most touristed countries. Most touristed, so they get the highest number of tours.
Okay, how about New Zealand?
Not New Zealand.
Okay, that's all I got. Great show. Enjoying it.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you, too, can give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. Yes, I should say that Danny in an email recognize that Jinnah is the father of Pakistan. Very good. Peter is wondering if Switzerland is one of the 10 most touristed countries. It is not. And let's see. Okay, that's enough for the moment. And I believe it is your turn, Cameron.
Okay. I have a couple of pride-related questions as well. The first is, what country was the first to elect an LGBT head of state?
Well, I think that was Ireland.
It is not Ireland.
Is it Iceland?
It is Iceland. Good job. In 2009... I cannot pronounce her last name, but her first name is Joanna Sigurðardóttir. All right, good job. And then the second is, who was the design of Ursula the Sea Witch from The Little Mermaid, the animated
That's
Little Mermaid, based upon?
Divine.
Divine. Which, honestly, yes, the drag queen Divine, and it makes Ursula a much better character in my mind. Not that she was lacking in any kind of character development, but I love that tidbit. I think it's great. I have a couple more short questions if you want me to throw them out there. All right.
I'll give you a chance in a few minutes. Okay. Since we're a little past halfway, let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. So Kira, we'll start with you.
All right. I have gay neighborhoods or gayborhoods and gay districts of the United States. The ones that I have left are the Marmalade, the Highlands, Powderhorn Park, Washington Square West, Condado, and Community District. These are all U.S. cities. And I have just short descriptions. You tell me the names. The ones I have left are the most popular female-hosted podcast on Spotify in 2021 and 2022, a popular nickname of the Full City family, a role originated by Burl Ives on Broadway in 1955, Blanche Devereaux's dad on The Golden Girls, what he was called, and the nickname of either Chris Kelly or Chris Smith.
So Blanche Devereaux's daddy, he wasn't called, I seem to recall him being called Big Daddy.
Yeah.
But it's
Big Daddy.
Okay. I thought everyone was going to be different. So I wasn't
well,
sure.
We haven't had just Big Daddy. I mean, you called Daddy Warbucks Big Daddy, but he was just Daddy Warbucks.
All right. Okay. All right. And let's see. So of the 10 most, remember, this is the important part, of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, they have to be the most touristed countries, the top 10. What are the only three on that list that actually have more tourists than population? So more tourists than population. So, but they have to be the 10 most touristed countries. And I gave you a list of people who are considered the fathers of their countries, much like George Washington is considered the father of our country. So just name the country that they are the father of. The ones we have left are Lee Kuan Yew, St. Marinus. We got William the Silent, sorry. Thomas Masaryk and Dom Pedro I.
And so, Cameron's questions.
Cameron's questions. So I'm sorry, we didn't do you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The only ones that I have out are on my list of works, which are either movies or plays based on other works that have different names. So the source material is called something different. So I'm giving you the source material, and I'd like for you to name the movie or play that is based on it. Nothing Lasts Forever, which is a 1979 Roderick Thorpe novel. And the other one is Smiles of a Summer Night, the 1955 Bergman film, which inspired two different things that I'm looking for. So there are three of them total. That's all I have.
I have a question on that one. Was one of those films a Woody Allen film?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's the Smiles of a Summer Night, isn't it? Or is it?
Well, Smiles of a Summer Night is the Bergman film, but the Woody Allen film is called something different.
Is it Interiors?
Yes, but it's...
Right. Sorry, Dana?
No, it's not Interior. That was Kira. But okay. That's no, it's a comedy.
Yes, it is a comedy.
Yeah. Just have to think of which one it is.
You'll get there.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, it's Chris in the Mission. I was going to give you a couple of answers there. Lee Kuan Yew is Singapore.
Yes, definitely. Very good.
And Thomas Masaryk is Czechoslovakia.
Correct.
Don Pedro I, isn't he Portugal? I think you got that earlier.
No, he's not Portugal.
Okay. And then on the touristed places, I was going to give a shot at it. I don't really know this, but is Tahiti one of them?
No, not Tahiti.
And what about Luxembourg?
Not Luxembourg.
Okay, I don't know the answer, so thanks very much. Have a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
And, okay.
How about Thailand.
Thailand for one of the touristed countries?
Yes.
No, not Thailand.
No, gosh, okay.
And, all right, I'll just throw in a very quick question here. Who was the last Best Actress winner whose character is known by only one name? Throughout the movie, she's only known by one name.
Okay. I have to think about that for a little bit, but
okay. Again, who was the last Best Actress winner? And it's not that long ago.
Okay.
Whose character is only known by one name. It's a first name. So, read that out. And I should say that Chris got the got Lee Kuan Yew for Singapore. Very good. And let's see. Next call. Hi, are you on Minds Over Matter?
Hello, is that me?
It is you, yes.
Ah, terrific. For the countries with more visitors than population?
Yes.
I don't believe we heard it yet. One of them must be Vatican City.
No, it's just not in the top 10 most touristed countries, that's all.
Okay.
So it has to be one of the 10 most touristed countries in the world. And that is, so let me explain, when I say the 10 most touristed countries, that's the volume of the visitors that they have. So in the many, many, many millions. So, okay. So for instance, you know, you would probably get more tourists than people who live in, say, Andorra. But it wouldn't, the volume would be far less than it would be for, say, China or something like that. So that's sort of the way you have to think about it.
Okay, another guess then would maybe be Hong Kong, but of course that's not a separate country anymore.
Oh. It is not a separate country, right.
Bye, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And the numbers to join us, we have two. That's area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's see. So Bill Hamilton says, Smiles of a Summer Night is a little night music.
Yes, excellent. Good job, Bill.
But you said it was a Woody Allen film, too.
Well, so there's two for that one, for Smiles of a Summer Night.
I wonder, let me see what he says. No, he doesn't have the Woody Allen version.
Okay.
But, okay. And the 10 most, Nancy was running at the 10 most touristed countries. Is Iceland one of them? And no, Iceland is not one. Okay, all right.
Is the Woody Allen one maybe Everyone Says I Love You?
No, but that's my favorite Woody Allen movie, for what that's worth. No, it is not. You're in the right ballpark, though.
All right. And let's see. How about, wait a minute. All right, so George is wondering if Smiles of a Summer Night translates into a midsummer night sex comedy.
Yes, good job, George.
So. Okay, there we go. All right, we answered that. Good job, George.
Good job.
Okay, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Paul from Marin. Is this me?
It is you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Your question about tourists, has anyone guessed Greece and Italy?
Greece is good.
Greece does happen to be one of them. And in 2022, Greece had 32.7 million tourists, and their population is 10.3 million. So,
yay.
Wow. Yeah, so very good with Greece.
And Italy.
Italy is not one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple simple questions for you.
All right. I'm glad you said simple.
Okay. Everyone is celebrating Father's Day today, but yesterday was Flag Day, and flags have been in the news recently. So a simple question is, how many official U.S. flags have there been?
When you say official U.S. flags, are you talking about the regulation flag that we fly over on a, you know,
on the 4th of July? Yes. Yes, the one that we every time the flag is changed, the new official flag is flown on the 4th of July. So, how many of those?
Okay.
And we're dating it from 1776?
1777, actually.
All right. Okay.
Because Flag Day was officially designated June 14th, 1777.
So the flag would change every time there was a new state added, occasional, I believe the stripes changed too. So,
Did the stripes change? I don't know if the stripes changed.
The stripes did change it at some point.
Weird.
Okay, how many? I'm just wildly guessing here. Kira, do you have any guesses on this?
I can start the bidding kind of low at 27.
27 is correct. Very good.
Whoa!
No kidding.
Oh, a bell.
Awesome.
That's a great guess.
And, you were right that the number of stripes have changed. And when did those change, and for what states?
Interesting.
Didn't they change after the 13 colonies, after the states were added after that?
That's right.
Yeah.
And do you remember what states those were and significance of that flag?
I'm trying to remember. Maine, Vermont, Ohio.
Vermont and Kentucky.
All right.
Were 14 and 15. And for a brief period of time, the flag did have 15 stars and 15 stripes. That was the flag that was flown over. What's the name of the thing? That was the flag that Francis Scott Key wrote about in the Star Spangled Banner. And if you look at it, you'll see it does have 15 stripes.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
We do flag questions on this show because we do have an interest in that.
Okay. Last simple question. Of all those 27 official flags, which one has served us the longest?
Well, let's see.
Our current flag has been going for a pretty long time.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We've had our current 50-star stat flag since 1960. All right. Well, happy Flag Day to everyone. Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free to give us a call. We have several minutes left, and I think we have time to do that. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Tristan is wondering if more tourists than residents in Japan, France, and England, and it's none of those.
Wow. Okay.
So, Chris is wondering if Dom Pedro I is the father of Brazil, and that is correct. He is the first emperor of the independent when Brazil broke away from Portugal, became independent, that he was the first emperor of Brazil, Dom Pedro I. Yes. Okay. Good. Give you a bell. There you go. And let's see. Does anybody want to throw in a short question? Who has a short question?
I have a short question. It might take some mulling, though, so I don't know. But I can throw it out. What is the only historically black college or university in California? And by that, I mean the only one to have its own campus, not to like Tuskegee University partners with Pepperdine to exchange students and things, but the only HBCU in California.
That's interesting. Can I ask how old this is?
Yes, it was
or
founded.
Do you know?
I do. It was founded in 1966. And it is primarily thought of as a graduate school, but they do accept undergrads.
It's in Los Angeles, isn't it?
Yes.
I've heard of it. I'm trying, but I'm not sure I've heard of it well enough to remember it. It's named after somebody, isn't it?
It is, yes. you're going to hone in on it.
I have to think about this. Okay. Well, maybe somebody in the audience will know too.
Okay.
So
cool.
That out. So just repeat the question, please.
What is the only HBCU historically black college or university in California?
And I think I heard it as a medical school.
But it is a medical school. Yes. Okay. Good job. Okay.
But I still can't remember the name.
Yeah. We'll get there.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everyone. Is the Lee Kuan Yew is the founder of Singapore?
Right. First leader of Singapore. I don't know if the founder it might be.
First leader, I guess. And is Singapore also, is that one of the 10 most touristed countries?
It is not. It is definitely a touristed country, but it's not one of the 10 most.
Okay.
It doesn't have the highest UAE? Volume of,
right.
Tourism.
Of tourists. Okay. How about the UAE?
No.
No? Okay. The last Best Actress winner, is that Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine? Did she win for that? And was she only known as Jasmine?
No, she was not only known as Jasmine.
I don't believe she won for that either.
Okay.
I don't recall, but that's not the answer anyway.
She didn't.
But she might have.
Okay.
I thought she did.
She might have.
She might have, yeah.
And then Cameron, is Nothing Lasts Forever, is that Groundhog Day?
No, it's not. I liked that guess, though. But no, not Groundhog Day.
Okay. And then I guess the question I have is that I found out that both the Beatles and the Kinks had songs that were banned from the BBC because of the same word.
Is it Coca-Cola?
It is Coca-Cola. Very good. Thanks for the great show as always. Bye.
Hi. Nice to hear from you.
That's fun when Tom calls.
Yes. He's a long-time caller. So CM was wondering if they have more tourists in population in Netherlands, Denmark, and Belgium, and they're not in the top 10 of that anyway. No, they are not. And let's see. Okay. Anything else here? All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Doug in Albany.
Hi, Doug.
Thomas Masaryk would be Czechoslovakia.
He would be. You're right.
And I have a quick question for you on the category of state capitals.
Yes.
What are the three least populous state capitals with populations under 20,000? And what are the three most populous state capitals with populations over 900,000?
Well, Montpelier, Vermont may be the least populous state capital.
It is. Very good.
What about Bismarck and Cheyenne to round out that list?
Not Bismarck or Cheyenne.
Okay.
How about Pierre then? Pierre in South
Pierre?
Dakota?
Oh.
No, yeah, Pierre in South Dakota.
Pierre is correct.
Good job. So the other one you're looking for, gosh. So what's the population cutoff you had in mind?
20,000.
Wow. 20,000. Ooh. How about, what's the capital of West Virginia?
Charleston.
No, it's not Charleston.
Is that?
It's not Charleston. It's in New England.
It's in New England.
Is it Augusta?
It is. Very good.
All right. Good job.
And for most populous, I'm guessing like Boston and Atlanta.
Yeah, those would be my guesses, but neither one.
Neither. Okay.
I think Phoenix would be one.
Oh, smart.
Phoenix is the most populous state capital, number one.
Right. Okay.
How about Sacramento? Is that up there, too?
Not quite. No.
Okay. Austin?
Austin's good.
Very good. Austin is good. One more.
So, most populous. How about Boston, then?
Not Boston. It's in the Middle West, roughly.
Roughly Middle West.
is Indianapolis the capital of Indiana?
It is. I would think Atlanta actually would be in contention, but
it is. That was one of the two.
Oh, was it? So,
we have. Or no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So you said it's in the Midwest, and
well, it's in the Eastern Midwest. Put it this way, it's bigger than Cleveland and Cincinnati combined.
Oh, so Columbus?
Yes. Very
really?
Surprising.
That is surprising.
All right. Good.
Great show.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The Old Boodle Dog. Yes, it is. It was one of my favorite. Great restaurant. It was really nice and miss it. And second, I'm still waiting for somebody to answer the late Alan Farley interview with somebody. It was a woman. What was the subject? And the last thing, the Egyptian flag in the past had three stars. What the three stars represent? Three stars. What the three stars represent?
Three religions.
Yes, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Always a great show. Thank you very much. You have a beautiful weekend. And happy Father's Day. Take care.
You
bye-bye. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good, I am on. Is Monaco one of the most touristed countries?
It is not.
Oh, okay. And then most of my answers have been taken, but Big Daddy was Burl Ives' role on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
Yes. Do you happen to know his last name? If not, it's fine.
No.
It's fine, but I will accept Big Daddy. It's Big Daddy Pollitt.
Okay, thank you.
But nice job. Excellent get.
Oh, and Bhutan. I know Bhutan's very small.
Oh.
But they have a restriction on the number of tourists who can come in, and I'm just wondering if it's one of the countries.
No, it's not. I'll reveal all to you in 30 seconds here.
I'm excited about this answer.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, time's up, and we're going to reveal all answers here, starting with Kira.
Real quick, is the best actress winner, is that Brie Larson in Room? Did she have a last name in that?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but she's not the last one. The last best actress winner whose character is known only by a first name, that's Fern, Frances McDormand from Nomad World.
Oh.
Nomadland.
Okay. Nomadland, I'm sorry.
All right. Gaberhoods. The Marmalade is Salt Lake City, Utah. The Highlands is Louisville, Kentucky. Powderhorn Park is in Minneapolis. Washington Square West, the West is important, is Philadelphia. Condado is San Juan, Puerto Rico. And Community District, that is just down in San Jose. The most popular female-hosted podcast on Spotify in 2021-2022, that is Call Her Daddy. Popular nickname of the Full City family is Daddy Long Legs. And Chris Kelly and Chris Smith, they are Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac. Crisscross, going to make you jump. And that is what I have.
All right. And Cameron.
The only thing I have is the work inspired by Nothing Lasts Forever, 1979 novel, is Die Hard from 1988. That's it.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. And the historically black college or university, the only one in California, is Charles R. Drew University of Medicine and Science in L.A.
Didn't remember that. All right. Thank you for that. St. Marinus is the father of San Marino, strangely enough.
Of course.
That makes a certain amount of sense. Okay. Let's see. Of the 10 most touristed countries in the world, what are the three that have more visitors than actual population? Spain is one. Last year, or 2022, they had 85.1 million tourists, and they have 47.54 million population. Greece, we have already mentioned, and Austria is the last one on that list. They had 30.9 million tourists, and their population is 8.9 million. So if we can get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panelists today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Happy Father's Day, everybody. And have a wonderful weekend. And please join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.